In the name of our living Lord and risen Redeemer, Jesus Christ, amen. Our homily is based on the scripture reading that was just read. After hearing the reading, the first question that came to my mind, and perhaps your mind, is what in the world happened to their common sense? Simple common sense dictated that the Corinthian Christians should only honor Jesus Christ. How could they put Paul or Peter or Apollos on the same level as Jesus? The three men had done absolutely nothing to accomplish the salvation of the world. The Corinthians had failed to use sanctified common sense because we all know that Jesus Christ, His name alone, is the only name that saves. Paul's purpose, one of his purposes in writing to the Corinthian Christians, was to bring them back to Christ found in the Scriptures. Paul was deeply troubled by their party spirit, pride, and separatism. Paul was concerned that their factions and divisions were undermining the gospel of Christ crucified and risen. Paul knew that such quarreling is not a product of the love of Jesus Christ. It's a product of selfishness and pride, a product of win the argument at all costs attitude. The unity and harmony our Lord wants among His people is a unity grounded in His Word and reflected in lives that are lived according to God's will. Paul wasn't pleased or even honored by the thought that some people might actually claim that they had been baptized into his name. There was only one baptism, not many. And although Paul did baptize a few Corinthian Christians, and certainly the Apostle Paul did not minimize baptism, yet his main ministry, as the Lord gave it to him, was preaching the gospel of Christ. Paul let the Corinthians know, beyond a doubt, that he never wished to be more than a servant of God and do whatever the Lord put before him in his life. Jesus Christ had first place in Paul's life. Paul gave his motto for life in Philippians when he said, "For to me, to live is Christ, and to die is gain." Paul wanted the Corinthian Christians to only identify with Jesus. Jesus, not men, was to be number one in their lives. Like the Lord, Paul's number one priority was for all mankind to be saved and to enjoy heaven forevermore. Paul warns the Corinthians not to replace the gospel of Christ with words of human wisdom. He made it very clear in our text that his ministry did not rely on worldly wisdom. To know thoroughly the importance of the cross of Christ is the beginning of all other forms of wisdom. God's command is to proclaim the message of eternal life through Jesus Christ. This was a call that Paul took very seriously. And Paul tells us further on in 1 Corinthians chapter 9, "Woe to me if I do not preach the gospel." It's just that fundamental to Paul. And he makes that fundamental fact very clear to all of us. His ministry, first and foremost, was to preach the gospel, the saving message of God found in the story of the crucifixion and resurrection of Jesus. In Ephesians, Paul states, "Although I am less than the least of all God's people, this grace was given to me to preach to the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ." That was his calling. And our text helps all of us be reminded that our main goal in life as Christians, pastors, future pastors, is to tell others about Jesus. Paul worked hard to tell people about Jesus. He traveled more than 5,000 miles in three missionary journeys. Paul endured about every hardship a missionary can imagine. In the end, his diligence cost Paul the ultimate price, imprisonment and death. From the time of his conversion onward, he had lived his life for the sake of Jesus Christ. Another key idea that we learn from our text, and we learn it from the Apostle Paul, is humility. He refused to accept the accolades of the Corinthian Christians because he was humble. He was humble not so that others might admire him, but because ever since his conversion on the road to Damascus, Paul knew how blessed he was only by God's grace. Honest, healthy, genuine humility gives a Christian, gives a pastor, a compassionate heart and a servant's attitude. It was this attitude that Paul exemplified, and it was this attitude that our Savior possessed when he humbled himself and became obedient to death, even the death of the cross. The truth is, there is no reason for pride in any of us. The truth is, absolutely none of us are qualified to share Jesus. The truth is that we are not always humble, and at times we do not have the heart of a true servant. Our sinful nature has left its indelible, dirty mark on each of us. There is absolutely nothing that any of us deserve honor for. Humility is a special grace from God. We need humility, particularly if we are to effectively witness to our Easter faith. Others must see that we have only their eternal welfare in mind. If someone views us as more interested in ourselves than being sincere in our proclamation of the gospel, how seriously will they receive our sharing the good news of Jesus? Eternal life and saving grace comes from the Lord Jesus, who obtained it for us, for sinners, by dying on the cross. The message is important for all people in the world and all of us. For without the righteousness of our Redeemer, we face the certainty of eternal death in hell. The message of gospel salvation, and this message alone, is the reason for the existence of the Christian church. Anytime anyone or anything else becomes the center of the church's message, we are in danger of making the cross of Christ empty. We are blessed if we always live in the shadow of Christ's saving cross. By God's grace, you and I have come to cherish the cross of Jesus. You and I also know that the message of the cross assures us that Jesus endured it all in our place, and we merit absolutely nothing. The message of the cross of Jesus tells you that God loves you unconditionally, and all your sins and my sins are forever, forever forgiven. You and I know that the cross is the power of God for salvation. We have been led by the Holy Spirit to say with the Apostle Paul, "I am not ashamed of the gospel, because it is the power of God for salvation for all those who believe." The words of Paul in our text are a necessary reminder that proclaiming the gospel of Christ must be number one priority in our lives and in our church's ministry. Because of Paul's example, and most importantly, Christ, our Savior's example, may we be led to pray daily for that humility, that servant heart, like Paul and like Christ. And by God's grace, may our ministries and may our lives echo the words of that familiar hymn, loved by so many, "My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly lean on Jesus' name. On Christ the solid rock, I stand and you stand. All other ground is sinking sand." Amen.